White, W.C. White, Mary. Syracuse, New York, August 20th, 1884. Dear Willie and Mary, we arrived here all right at 1:30. No one was at the depot to meet us, but we engaged a hack and it took us to the ground. This is a large encampment, but I think it is no larger than the one in Iowa. I was astonished at its size and at the large number that attended the meeting. Brother S. N. Haskell is speaking. Emma White came along with us. I thought it might benefit her health-wise. She is having another painful season with her stomach. We left Marshalltown about 6:30, took a sleeper, and came northwestern route to Chicago. Brother G. B. Starr, his wife, and Brother Sawyer met us. We took omnibus to the other depot, Michigan Central. We left Chicago about 8:00. We had more dust from this point than any of the past journey. We tarried over one train to Battle Creek. Then I heard that little Mabel Kelsey was dying of consumption. As she was then in the death struggle, I did not go to see her. They say the grandfather and mother have been keeping the Sabbath since the death of their daughter. Little Mabel has a very precious record as a child of God. Sweet child, let her rest in Jesus. I called upon Aunt Mary just a few moments. I found a large family, Schroeder family. The children were noisy, and he was a hard, miserable being. She had received no rent for 5 weeks. She looks very thin and feeble. I shall make some decided arrangements for her before we leave for California. Brother Palmer says he has written to you in regard to the insurance. If the house is not insured, it should be at once. He says you have all the papers and you have not answered his letter at all. If you have the insurance, they can get pay for the damage done to the house. Please attend to this immediately. Write something at once so that we may know what to do. We took a good bath at the sanitarium, then we again took the sleeper. We had forgotten to buy a section in Chicago so we could get no berth, but I tried the upper berth and I did well. This morning, when the lower berth occupants crept out of their berth, so black, so fearful looking, I was glad I was where the cinders and coal dust did not reach me. But it was bad enough for us, all hot and dusty. Received a letter from Brother B. We have some hard labor to do here. There was a spirit on the ground of lightness. The young men were mating up the young girls, and when reproved, were, some of them, defiant, hard-hearted, reckless. We had to get this cleared away before we could get the spirit of freedom into our meeting. But Sabbath, everything seemed to break away. Elder Fifield, who has been preaching, had been running after the girls, married women, and widows, and this seemed to be his inclination out of the desk, from state to state. Sunday morning I called him out by name and told him and all present we had no use for any such men, for they would only make the work of the burden-bearing laborers double what it was now. If they would only take themselves out of the way and act out just what was in their heart, without doing this evil work under a pretense of godliness, the cause would be relieved. He has made no confession yet. Do not know as he will do so. But light came into our meetings, and the young who had been following his example came out decidedly and confessed their wrong course of action. When will those who profess Christ be wise? Yesterday I spoke to the crowd on temperance. There are many convicted on the truth. Some have decided to obey the commandments of God. This meeting has been very trying. We have had dog days weather, rain, and a depressing atmosphere, oppression in breathing. Today I am able to breathe more freely, thank the Lord. I think of you all. I pray for you, and I believe we shall see God working with our efforts. Do not be faithless. Ask and believe and receive, that your joy may be full. According to our faith, so it shall be unto us. The people of Temperance in the city sent a request for me to speak at 5 o'clock, but we would not divert the interest from this point. Brother Haskell and Uriah Smith have labored hard. Brother Smith takes especial pains to vindicate the testimony and show the necessity of our having this gift in the church. When reproof is given, he is right on hand to stand by them and impress them upon the people as the greatest blessing God has ever vouchsafed to them as a people, which constitutes them as God's chosen ones, preparing to stand in the day of the Lord. We seem to draw in even cords now, and I hope the enemy will have no power to separate us again. Apparently from a different letter written about the same time.
Then immediately following this will be a camp meeting in Independence, 10 miles from Kansas City. I could attend this meeting in Kansas also. Then, if I must needs do so, I will go back to General Conference. Perhaps Elder Wagoner could attend both these meetings held in October, and yourself, if you come, Willie. I mean to trust in the Lord and do all I can on this visit to the camp meetings. I hope and pray that your meetings will prove a success in Oakland, and especially that you may see of the salvation of God in your camp meeting. My heart is fixed, trusting in God. I think Edson is altogether in the best place religiously he has been in for years. I cannot see why his business should not be finally successful. I am glad we have helped him. Emma seems well, but is not strong now. Will improve. She decided to go with me, was really anxious to go. Edson will be with me at these Western meetings. I dare not say one word to urge him to go to the more distant meetings, for I know he greatly desires to go, and he lifts a cross in remaining away from them. But I wish he could go. It would do him good, and he could help me. If you can get out the books so that they can be had at the camp meetings, I would engage to sell all I could myself, and these large sums paid to canvassers I could have myself. Well, Willie, write me. Tell Marion, Davis, to write Eliza, and Mary to write. I want to hear from you all very, very much. I am thankful I am as well as I am. We awoke this morning with heavy thunder and vivid lightning. It is now 9 o'clock. And the storm continues. The dust will be laid, and we shall, I think, have a pleasant journey. I think of you all, every one. Mother Kelsey, Anna, and little Ella May, White, comes in for a large share of tender love and thoughts. I see Marion at work, so busy. God bless the dear child. To me, she is as precious as gold. I appreciate Eliza's work above gold, and Mary, my faithful daughter. Mary, her price is above rubies. May the Lord deal very tenderly with my precious Mary, is my heart's wish and earnest prayer. Willie, I think of you so much, steady, earnest, constantly at work. God sees it all and will by and by say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 21. Pray for me. I believe you do this. Willie, I send back this ticket. See if you can get the time extended, and see if, in the place of McComber, you can get attendant inserted. I can use it from Omaha back to Chicago. Mother.